And good morning, my little lovers. Today is Monday, March 25th, and these are the astrological aspects for the entire week ahead. Well, kids, guess what? Eclipse season is here, and they aren't messing around, with the first full moon eclipse taking place in Libra, which means this eclipse is ruled by our lovely lady Venus. But with Venus also currently ruling Uranus and Jupiter, a stage is getting set in such a way that all bets are off and nothing is impossible at this time. It's for sure going to be one hell of a week and one hell of an up and down ride, guys. So kids, let's jump into it and see what the week has in store for us. All right, guys, let's just start off with the eclipse because it is taking place in Libra on Monday the 25th. This eclipse will bring forth a sudden and surprising situation to the forefront of our lives around a love and money matter. Now, this is a south node eclipse, my loves, so we could see situations coming to an end. Some of you could. If you have your nodes reversed in your birth chart like I do, that means these eclipses could work in reverse for you. So south node eclipse is about letting go. North node eclipse is about bringing something in, right? New beginnings and endings. So what could be happening now is, for some of you, you could be seeing situations ending, and others of you could be seeing situations coming back up. Now, there's a lot of past element here. Whenever the south node eclipse is in play, there's a lot of past that's going to be coming up for us. So if you do have your nodes reversed like I do, I would also suspect that these eclipses could work in reverse. I also think that many of you will see the past coming back now over the next 10 days while the power of this eclipse is activated. Now that we have entered eclipse season, we are in destined times, my loves. And this eclipse is happening on the 25th will not only be a bit softer than the one taking place on April 8th, but this eclipse will also be setting the stage for something really big that's about to come in. When I plug into this one, guys, it feels like a sudden shift of fate and fortune for many of us out there. A love and our money matter will be coming to take center stage within our lives at this time. But I get a feeling more will be revealed come April 8th eclipse. Eclipses mean that all bets are off and situations can suddenly excel forward or come to a sudden halt. Many of you out there can also expect to hear from the past, as I said. An old lover could be knocking at the door again, or an old work deal could be coming back up at this time. I really, really feel like this eclipse is setting something up that will come to climax during the second eclipse on April 8th. So really pay attention to what or whom is coming up for you at this time. Also on the 25th, Mars, the ruler of action, will come to semi-sextile Pluto, the ruler of the unseen. So that could hit in two ways. Some of you, or you guys, could see surprising actions taken, or you could be taking them, that then truly reveals how you feel about a situation or a person and what it is that you want from it or them. And the second way some of you could see this happening, our actions are revealed that you didn't know about. Since this is a sextile and it's a positive minor aspect, what is revealed at this time should be good and exciting, but still could be a bit shocking and jarring. Now, practical use on that, guys. With the eclipse happening on the same day that Mars is coming to semi-sextile Pluto, I really do feel like even though south node eclipses are all about letting go and releasing, sometimes what we let go and release is our understanding of a situation. Like if we're understanding it incorrectly and we've been holding a grudge against somebody or we've been seeing a certain work situation incorrectly. Mars is the ruler of action and the god of war. Semi-sextiles are positive, and Pluto's the ruler of the unseen, but also the ruler of transformation. So this feels like something big is getting revealed here, but it feels like it comes out of left field when I plug into this. So someone's taking surprising actions or making a surprising move that should be positive because it's a sextile. And then it gets revealed, and this is all with the power of fate because the eclipse is taking place at the same time. But my loves, when there's a push, there's also a poll on the 21st or 25th when we have Venus, the ruler of love and money, coming to semi-square Pluto, the ruler of the unseen. This is a minor stressed aspect. Now, because Venus is also ruling this eclipse, chances are this will be tied to whatever the eclipse is bringing up for you. So guys, that's either the past coming back up in a big way, or others of you will see that something is exposed big time surrounding a love or money matter. The cat is out of the motherfucking bag, and there's no putting it back in. Secrets are now exposed, affairs are exposed, true feelings are exposed, and so much more. It's all on the table now. So practical use in this, guys. Technically, it's a stressed one. Venus is ruling this aspect as well as the eclipse. So I really do think this is going to have to do with the eclipse stuff. So I'm really feeling something coming back or ending. And if it's coming back or it's ending, this is stressful for you. But Pluto's involved here, so this is a surprise, right? Like, technically Uranus rules surprises, but Pluto rules the unseen. So Venus is bringing something up to the surface that we didn't know about. That's why I said, you know, it really feels like a surprise to me. So it's going to be an interesting day, guys, on Monday when you're listening to this, and you're probably going to have your feelings all over the place. I wouldn't be surprised. Also on the 25th, we have the sun coming to semi-square Uranus, the ruler of change, surprise, and explosions. This is, well, another minor stressed aspect, but it could feel like it's a really big one, guys. Since the sun is involved here, we will see a shift, change, or explosion to a fundamental situation within our lives. Something is changing, and it is changing in a drastic way. Now, technically, semi-squares are stressed, but that doesn't, I don't necessarily think that this is going to be a bad thing for all of you. Like I said, the past is coming back, so some of you could be seeing the past now suddenly and drastically shifting into your present, and that can feel a little crazy and a little wild, but this is going to be drastic, it is going to be big, and it is going to, I don't know, I think really shift the direction of something in our lives in a really big way. But fear not, my loves, all is not lost, because on Tuesday the 26th, Venus will come to semi-sextile Chiron, the ruler of wounding and healing. This is a minor positive aspect that does tell me that some of you will be able to heal situations that recently went south. Now, because this is a minor aspect, I wouldn't expect it to solve everything, but it will be a chance to heal a current stressed situation or one from probably the recent past, since it's a semi, but it could be deeper into the past. Others of you that do see the eclipse bringing the past back up will be able to use this aspect to slowly begin to heal past wounds and possibly even learn to trust the situation again. Okay, kids, let's move on to Wednesday the 27th, and more pulling energy arrives as Mars, the ruler of action and the god of war, comes to semi-square Chiron, the ruler of wounding and healing. Uh-oh. So guys, this could be you or others taking some pretty hard or harsh actions. This could be the ending of something, or it could be actions are taken to push something in the direction of an ending. I also feel like this could, it's not technically a reveal aspect, but I feel like you could become aware of some actions that were taken that you may not have known about. So keep that in mind. However this hits for you guys, think before you act, because once the action is taken, yeah, well, it can't be untaken. Also on the 27th, the moon will move into Scorpio, which should see a lot of us feeling a little secretive and a little bit more frisky. Moon will also square off with Pluto, and some difficult emotional reveals are taking place. Moon will then trine Mars, seeing some positive emotional actions being taken as well. Needless to say, guys, this could be a pretty up and down emotional day on the 27th. Okay, my loves, I'm moving on to Thursday the 28th, and finally, a bit of good news as Venus, the ruler of love and money, comes to sextile Uranus, the ruler of change, surprise, and explosions. This is a major positive aspect that should see significant change taking place within a love or money matter. So, side note, I'm going to interrupt myself. It feels like these aspects are all up and down all week. And they're all like minor, right? With the exception of the eclipse, that's a pretty major aspect. But they're all minor aspects. So I feel like you guys could be having a lot of back and forth. Like, yeah, we're okay. No, we're not. Yes, I want this. No, I don't. It's going to be a lot of that. And then come Thursday, we have this first sort of major aspect of the entire week, which is going to be about Venus, which is what the eclipse is about, and really kind of what the whole week is about, love and money matters. So this can be when you really are in or you're out. To me, this feels like you're in and you really do find a situation. So this can be a firm commitment or something like a massive level up. Overall, this change should come in fast and perhaps even a bit unexpected, but it should be a good change. This can also be something on the work front happening that has the power of destiny behind it, as a door you have long wanted to open is now suddenly opening. When I plug into this one, guys, it truly feels like a pivotal moment within our lives that will be changing the course and the direction we're traveling in on a love or money matter. Also on the 28th, we have Mars, the ruler of action, coming to have a minor positive aspect with Jupiter, the ruler of fame, fortune, luck, and acceleration. This is a motion aspect, my loves, and I get a feeling it will help us to get out there and get moving on current situations that may have been stalled and or stuck, will now be unstuck and moving forward. This could also throw a twist into a situation that could see it taken a little bit of a new direction. However this hits for you guys, I get a feeling it'll be a bit of a surprise, but should be mostly welcomed. All right, my loves, now Friday the 29th, Saturday the 30th, and Sunday the 31st, we have something very unusual taking place. We have no major or minor aspects at all. The moon, of course, will be doing its normal thing, aspecting a whole bunch of planets, but nothing major from the moon either. I'm not sure I've ever seen a three-day back-to-back-to-back day where there are no major or even minor aspects. So I would take this as a universe offering us a break and time to really think about things, feeling things, and really just let yourself be over the next 3 days. The coming weeks and the coming eclipse on April 8th, which will be taking place in Aries with a North Node, should bring about a moment of fate and destiny that could very well change our lives, or at the very least change a situation within our lives in a really drastic and unforeseen way. The coming days and weeks will see many of us reaching a climax within our lives, but also as that climax arrives, we will be faced with a moment in time where the path splits, the tables are turned, and our moment to act will arrive. This moment in time that offers us a chance to change something, most likely that already happened, will be setting into motion a new direction within our lives. This will be offering us the chance to make a major life change that will set forth a new journey, one that could take you very far away from the path you have been currently on. Change, my loves, is in the air in such a way that it feels almost terrifying to me to even plug into. Right now, we are all standing on a metaphorical cliff within our lives where we know change is needed and we see that change is needed, but many of us might be feeling confused as to how to make the change take place. In the coming days and weeks, we will be offered a chance to really change things, shift things, and take actions we either never thought we would take or never thought we'd be given the chance to take. Life-changing and life-altering moments are arriving in the very near future that will give you the strength that you have always longed for to affect the type of change that will be meaningful within our lives and have the real staying power that we have been looking for. I cannot stress enough how important it is at this time that you all be willing to take a good, hard, long look in the mirror in this moment and be unafraid to confront the parts of yourself that might be a little undesirable. The change is coming, guys, whether you want it to come or not. But I do feel many of you out there do really want this change to arrive. But no matter what your stance is, and no matter if you're ready for it or not, change is coming. That's it for the week ahead, my loves. I certainly hope this helped. Thanks for listening. As always, I'm Marcus Barrington, and this is Daily Astrology. Be kind, be honest, let's emote and evolve together. Today, tomorrow, and always. Have a great week, guys. You got this. And a side note, guys, this is a time when the past is going to be coming back. The South Node loves to do that. If you have been unsettled, if you have an unsettled issue with someone, I would expect that a lot of you out there will be seeing those people coming back at this time, or could be you going to them. The South Node eclipse is about endings, which can bring about the past. Also, if something ended recently, I would expect more of the story to be told over the next 10 days. This can also be a time of departures as well, when we free ourselves from situations, people, or even internal narratives that are no longer serving us. I also feel that there will be a chance to heal things at this time. Wounds that have been festering could now have the chance to be discussed and sorted out. This can also be a time when you or others have some pretty big breakthrough type moments about the past, what happened, and why you took the actions you took. South Node eclipses love to show us how our patterns have been impacting us. Also, keep in mind this South Node eclipse is happening in Libra, which controls balance and relationships. And because it's happening in Libra, that also means it's controlled by Venus, which is, as you know, all about love and money. Though some of you will be seeing things ending, yes, others of us will be having the chance to heal things that have already ended. To really dig deep, go deep, and face the reality of our actions as well as what happened within the situation. Sometimes we close doors because it's what's best, but other times we close doors because we're simply scared to walk through them. I get a feeling that some of you might be faced with that door you closed out of fear coming back up for you during the next 10 days once the eclipse takes place on today, the 25th. If that happens, my loves, be bold, be daring, and be fearless in the pursuit of what you want. Don't close doors because you're scared to walk through them. Challenge yourself and dare to take an action that steps outside of your comfort zone. Dare to follow your heart. Hope that helps, guys, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.